So this is sort of a meditation on the poem. It's called Progress or Bust, Evolution and Selection. The original progressive was a self-replicating chemistry that had no purpose and hung out in pool halls, titled pool halls. Humans have for millennia, absent of any remembrance of their original progressive ancestor, have prided themselves on being the pinnacle of creation and the handiwork of a wise and powerful, but secretive and hard to relate to deity, who saw fit to grace all of us with an immortal soul. The fact that we are all familiar with this species-centric scheme for feeling good about our mortality is proof of its appeal, and also proof of our profound willingness to cast aside reason for a feel-good story in which we are the star players, President Trump excluded. Let us not go there, though. Let's talk about what progress looks like in the religious sphere of human experience. The reason I'm standing here as a professed Unitarian Universalist is the non-creedal dimension of our denomination, which to someone raised as a Roman Catholic is real progress, believe me. What I'm most curious about in spirituality can be summed up in a few questions, and I ask you to think about what questions you might ask about your relationship to spirituality. Does spirited matter have a hand to hold that is not mortal? I'll repeat that. Does spirited matter have a hand to hold that is not mortal? If your answer is yes, then how best does one live given that divine help is available? And if your answer is no, then how best to live reaching for and offering our human hands in compassion to one another and to non-humans as well? What is the essential experience of spirituality? Some possibilities I'm exploring. Embodying the spiritual. Getting out of my own intellectualizing and getting into the physical senses and skills involved in community, amongst which are compassion, nonviolent communication, listening, showing up, that's 80% according to Woody Allen, right? Exploring emotional attachment through poetry, song, and dance. Being creative in service to communal life. If spirituality doesn't lead to more joy and happiness, what's the point? Responding to injustice. Meditation, to anchor myself in a non-judgmental mind. Becoming aware of my prejudices and confabulations. This is the hard one. Confabulating is sincerely believing in things that just aren't true. Like Saint Nick for kids, and Manifest Destiny for early Americans. Under that doctrine, avowed Christians were empowered to do truly horrible things to indigenous people. My history book didn't mention the genocide. Did yours? Government-sanctioned kidnapping is still happening on our southern border. I wouldn't have given, had I been there, the self-replicating chemistry any chance of thriving at the beginning. The world was too hostile too unpredictable, too toxic, too you name it. Today, we worry about the prospects of life continuing in the face of overpopulation, nuclear war, robots taking over, that's more for the younger kids, climate change, and pandemics. Consider that the ground life has already navigated was far more fraught than what lies ahead. Evolution requires selection. Those that aren't progressive become extinct. We have to radically embrace becoming. We have to radically embrace becoming and believe whether we are the next species to become extinct or the tree frog, life will put forward another viable contender. Hopefully not my dog. Progressives have a necessary virtue. They're going to try something that acknowledges the situation has changed. When the game has changed and we're still playing by old rules, that's when selection steps in. When I was born, 2 billion was the global population, and today it's 7 billion. That's more than 3 times the demand now for food, medicine, housing, and education. How do we make up the shortfall? Can we keep pace? When will it be unsustainable? What technologies will help? Renewable energy? Ground heat pumps? Colonizing space? Which of these can we afford? Or do we just wait on the four horsemen of the apocalypse to cull the excess? Those who are invested in old technologies will say that the emergent truths are fake news. They will demonize the prophets, ignore evidence that doesn't support their bank account in order to slow down the cultural shift while they move their assets to new technologies. Or they will simply wage war on the new order. Sound familiar? We need to tweak our democracy to keep it functional, support families in ways that ensure they remain vibrant, disallow willful lying in public discourse by elected officials, and perhaps we need to create laws which require scientific review of policy changes that wouldn't allow lawmakers to ignore scientific consensus in policymaking. Just like the General Accounting Office provides independent review of economic impact of proposed laws. So what I'm suggesting is not that far out there. Be encouraged to become our best future. I know we can do it.